essentially what Bitcoin is doing.
The CEO of NVIDIA, which is the world's most valuable company, just described BitTensor, saying that it will be bigger than Bitcoin. In today's episode, we're going to tell you what this means and why it is so important.
This could be the moment that sparks a BitTensor bull run. And in today's episode, we're going to show you exactly how we're playing this.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto, from beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
What the CEO of NVIDIA, which is the world's most valuable company, just said about BitTensor and how it pertains to Bitcoin is one of the most remarkable things that I've heard in quite some time. And we're going to tell you in today's episode what this means for BitTensor, a potential multi-year BitTensor bull run, and how we are playing this.
BitTensor, by far, is one of our largest holdings, and we continue to stack every single day because we've already been talking about for the past several years now what the CEO of NVIDIA just described. And that is essentially the power behind what the BitTensor network provides. So you elaborated on it quite beautifully before the start of this episode. And that's how maybe you can go into a little bit more about the Bitcoin power securing the network and what BitTensor is actually doing.
Yeah, so what Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA, just said, he actually unknowingly described BitTensor, right? So someone asked him, they said, you know how everyone is using excess power from their computers to, you know, mine Bitcoin and secure this financial rails network? They asked him, what if we could do the same thing with excess computing power and instead of supplying that to mine Bitcoin, a currency, supply that to train artificial intelligence networks in a decentralized way and get rewarded with intelligence, right? You're securing an intelligence network and get rewarded in something that you can take everywhere. And Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA, said, that is absolutely brilliant because what we think and what we need is a way for people to secure this intelligence network because intelligence is actually bigger than Bitcoin. So what he said unknowingly is that BitTensor is going to be bigger than Bitcoin. And we've known this for quite some time. The world is starting to wake up to the fact that BitTensor is the next big thing. That's why OGs have been calling this the next Bitcoin for years. Whales have been piling into BitTensor, as we always talk about. We see Grayscale, Barry Silbert, they just brought out GTAO, an institutional vehicle for people to buy BitTensor via the stock market. The rails are all there. The building blocks are in place. I think we are going to start to see BitTensor outperform crypto and Bitcoin over the next several years and become a globally adopted asset, even outside of crypto, right? But if you've been watching this show for a while, you already know this stuff. So how are we playing this? Not only have we been stacking BitTensor at low prices, at high prices, I'm always stacking BitTensor, we're staking. But more specifically, what we're doing is we're looking into the subnets, because ultimately BitTensor is only as powerful as the subnets that are powering the ecosystem. So what we like to do is not only do episodes about BitTensor, but do episodes about subnets that are up and coming and powering the future of BitTensor. And that's what we're doing today.
Yeah, so these subnets, I mean, if you're not already familiar, they have alpha tokens. And these alpha tokens you can buy by swapping your TAO for the alpha token. And right now there's somewhere around 130 different subnets. They all do different things. The one we're going to talk about today is quite unique in what it does. And I need to also highlight the fact that when you are swapping for these alpha tokens, there's also like an APY, like a dividend that gets paid out. And it's somewhere along, like anywhere between 50 and 100%. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like we've been holding some of these subnets for a couple of years now, or sorry, like over a year now. And it's like, you're like, whoa, we've accumulated that much.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So you just buy, hold these things, just chill. So the one we're talking about today is Sundae Bar, S-U-N-D-A-E, like ice cream. And it's subnet 121. And basically, it's a decentralized generalist AI agent for enterprise. Now, I used to work in staffing, and I'm very familiar with what HR generalists used to have to do. And they wear a million different hats, and it is a very difficult job. Essentially, this has become an AI agent. Then they're going to handle all the tasks that an HR generalist would do. That's hiring, sales, coordinating, pretty much anything. And this is basically what they've done and what they built is an AI agent marketplace and directory for all types of basically employees that are not employees, they're AI agents.
Yeah, it's really interesting. You can go on the Sundae Bar website, which is sundaebar.ai. We'll link it in the description, and explore all the different types of AI agents that you can use or quote unquote hire for your business or whatever you're building. Like literally all the different types, any different type of worker or workflow or task that needs to be done, Sundae Bar has an AI agent that's built specifically for that. So rather than build like one AI agent that does everything, they're building like single generalist AI agents whose purpose is for real operational business workflows. They're adaptable across all departments, all workflows. They're basically meant to function like digital employees, which are capable of thinking on their own and handling individual tasks. They learn from experience. The more you work with them specifically, the more they learn your business or your project and the more valuable they become. So they're basically like autonomous digital workers. It's not like a chatbot or a co-pilot like you see in a lot of websites. This is the next generation. This is real AI agent workers that you can hire for your project. Sundae Bar is leading the charge here.
Yeah, let's say you have an idea for a business, right? You want to start selling it. Well, you can hire a 24/7 AI sales development rep, and they can go out and start making cold calls for your emails. Then you can get like a search engine optimization genie, you know, and you can have somebody who's making sure that your business appears at the top of Google searches. Mm-hmm. Typically that would, you'd have to hire somebody out. They'd do that. It would take a lot of time. Mm. Now you're just having the AI agents do it for you.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So you can be an enterprise, one person doing all the backend work, but then you have like 100 different employees, which are AI agents doing all this for you. It's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. I mean, think about all these laborious human tasks that you need to hire people for if you're starting a new business or if you're running a business. I mean, just scrolling through the Sundae Bar website, you can hire operations and workflow automation agents, research agents, reporting, accounting, reconciliation agents. You know how expensive accounting people are. Internal process evaluation agents, customer support agents, literally agents that are designed to do every specific task in a business. And again, these aren't just chatbots. These are real agents who will learn about your business and become more valuable the more you use them. This is where Sundae Bar can really break the chain here. And the fact that they're tapping into the BitTensor algorithm is so powerful. That's where I think Sundae Bar can be really valuable.
So one of the most influential technology research firms in the world, and this is one that, you know, governments, enterprises, consulting firms, they all turn to figure out, you know, where the industry is headed. It's called Gartner's, and they have a prediction that 40% of enterprise applications will embed AI agents. Mm. 40%. So this is really showing you the shift from, you know, static software that a lot of individuals, businesses are using, like a Salesforce or whatnot, to fully autonomous systems like what Sundae Bar has built.
Yeah, and this isn't just like a trend, right? Like AI is just starting to actually reach the scale where real businesses are implementing it because it's actually becoming smart enough where they can replace employees. You know, we did that episode a little bit ago about how, like, you know, half the world's workforce is going to be laid off and how BitTensor could actually, you know, benefit from that. Well, Sundae Bar,
that's it.
This is one of the, you know, we talk about these big ideas, how BitTensor could, you know, benefit from this mass AI apocalypse. Well, it's the actual subnets that are building things like Sundae Bar. This is how it will legitimately do it. You don't have to have subnets to gain this real world like vision that we see, and Sundae Bar is doing it. And again, going back to like why the agents are different than chatbots, the fact that they're built to retain long-term memory and contextual understanding. So if you hire some of these agents from Sundae Bar, it will remember the past tasks and outcomes that you give it. It will understand your business workflows and adapt its behavior based on your prior interactions. It's not just a static chatbot. It's a real AI agent that functions like a human would. You can talk to it. It will learn. It will remember. And its performance will improve with continued use. But you don't have to pay it $100K a year. You don't have to pay it $200K a year like you would a human. It's a chatbot. It's not a chatbot. It's an AI agent. And the cost savings for businesses are going to be astronomical.
You're going to need the cost savings because nobody's going to be able to afford anything because nobody's working.
Yeah.
Actually, it's all going to be plugged into the BitTensor ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And the BitTensor ecosystem, I mean, this Sunday Bar is leveraging BitTensor's open source decentralized network to provide the evaluation framework. And basically, that means that these agents are continuously benchmarked against one another on real performance metrics. So where you might have another platform that, you know, claims to be this AI agent marketplace, but are the agents competing? Are they being evaluated in a fair and transparent way where the best get moved forward and to the top? Well, that's the beautiful thing about the BitTensor ecosystem and how it rewards the very best of the best. That's how you ensure when you're coming on and you're looking for your number one AI agent, you know you're getting the best because of the reward mechanism.
That's why BitTensor is so great, because it's like it's collaborative, but it's competitive. So it's not rewarding slackers. So developers in BitTensor are going to be competing to make better versions of the same agent. So let's just say one, for example, the customer support agent, right? So developers are going to be building competing versions of this customer support AI agent. They're incentivized to improve their performance and contribute in parallel rather than sequentially. So what this is, faster iteration, continuous improvement, and a rising performance ceiling. Basically, breaking that down into easy to understand English, it means better performing AI agents offered by Sunday Bar specifically because it's part of BitTensor.
Yeah, look, the website is super clean and this looks like it's enterprise ready. Basically, you can, as a business, you can customize your AI agents, you know, say exactly what you're looking for, tailor the agent's behaviors, the tools that they're going to use, workflows. The agent can then be tailored towards specific operational needs for the business itself. So depending on the production environment, again, you just tell... Go check it out right now. Go to the website. Go to sundaybar.ai. Mm-hmm. Have a look at it. Scroll around and you can see just how simple it is to actually create, monitor, develop, and change your AI agents and implement them into the real world.
Yeah, and like, don't take our word for it. Take Jensen Huang's word for it. The CEO of NVIDIA, right? This guy runs the biggest company in the world. And he just publicly said, without knowing, that BitTensor is going to be bigger than Bitcoin. So how are we playing this? We are stacking as much tau as possible. And one great way to stack as much tau as possible is by buying subnets, because you get an insane APY on these yields. And what you have to do is look at all these different subnets and say, which subnets are new, building amazing tech that could actually bring BitTensor to the forefront of technology world, not just in crypto, but in Web2, everything. And Sunday Bar, subnet 121 with this AI agent marketplace, this is one of the ones that could do it. So don't sleep on them.
Yeah, let us know maybe any other subnets that you're looking at, and maybe, you know, are you a towel holder yourself? And then make sure you guys tune to the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.